We start today's program with a preview of Phoenix Mayor Greg Stanton's State of the City Address, which is scheduled for 12:15 this afternoon. Dustin Gardner covers Phoenix for the Arizona Republic and tells us what to expect.
In past years, the State of the City speech for Mayor Stanton has been a pretty broad list of goals. He's talked about everything from gun ownership, gay rights, the economy, education, transportation. I think this year we're going to see a lot more narrow focus, a lot more specific focus on the economy. He's going to talk at length about efforts to make Phoenix more competitive economically, to make the Valley more competitive on a global scale. And a lot of the emphasis is going to be on foreign trade, but also we're going to see emphasis on innovation and entrepreneurs, I think.
And you think he'll have some specifics attached to that, too?
Yeah, so one of the areas he's really been working on is trade with Mexico. On Thursday, he's supposed to take his 8th trip to Mexico. That's quite a bit in just 3 years, starting his 3rd year. And along with that, he's going to set some pretty ambitious goals, I've heard, in terms of trying to double the number of exports with Mexico. He's aiming to try to do that within the next 5 years. And along with that, part of his Mexico outreach is going to be the opening of a trade office in Mexico City. Currently, the state does not have an office there, and Phoenix has been very ambitious about wanting to do that and potentially partner with the state.
Dustin, how big a deal is this specific speech based on all the things you talked about, based on the fact that as of not that long ago, we have a new city manager in place, budget talks are coming up. It's more than just your average speech, right?
Yeah, for the mayor, this is an opportunity to really set an agenda for the year. From what it sounds like, I don't think the mayor is going to be focusing on a lot of those issues we've seen at City Hall recently, the budget deficit, the credit rating downgrade. He's not focusing on the turmoil, but he's trying to, I guess, in a way, change the subject and set a more, I guess, forward-looking agenda for Phoenix. And it's frankly what he makes of it. If he is bold and specific, he might be setting a course for the city over the next couple years and beyond. But as we've seen from a lot of previous mayors, the state of the city, a lot of goals aren't realized.
You mentioned looking forward, and I'm going to ask you to look back maybe a year or so ago. I wonder if you can give me the perception at City Hall, Greg Stanton a year ago, Greg Stanton today when he gives his latest State of the City address.
I think over the last year, we've seen the mayor start to improve those relationships on the council and start to get into the weeds a little bit more. He arguably benefited quite a bit from Laura Pastor's election to the 4th council district last fall that helped solidify his majority. So I think he's coming into this a little bit stronger than he was last year, but there, even among some of his allies, there are still those lingering doubts about whether he has the depth to accomplish things on the scale of some previous mayors.
Dustin Gardner, he covers the city of Phoenix for the Arizona Republic. Dustin, thank you for the time.
Thanks so much, Steve.